Lisa, you know, Republicans and Democrats, they've begun, I guess, vetting ideas for the next economic aid package to combat the impact of the novel coronavirus. Here with more details about what both sides hope to see in the next multi-billion dollar, trillion dollar bill is Bloomberg Tax Capitol Hill correspondent Colin Wilhelm. Colin, thanks so much for joining us here. So again, we know the House has kind of proposed a $3 trillion package. Doesn't seem to have much support in the Senate or with the Trump administration. Where are we exactly with this?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. That's exactly right. The House has passed this preliminary package. It's basically their table setter for a wish list of what they want to see in this next round of economic aid. The Senate has rejected that. Senate Republicans have rejected that. Obviously, you have two different majorities in each House. And so right now, Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats are in this stage of quote-unquote pre-negotiation where they're trying to vet their own ideas to bring to the table for talks that are going to begin in earnest in June.
So I'm trying to figure out what kind of political heft there is behind this additional rescue financing package, given the fact that we are getting reopening and some of the economic data is expected to be better.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be three major factors that contribute to what Congress does next. Obviously, it's going to be a few weeks before anything passes. So you're going to have more data on what the Fed does, or you're going to have the Fed rolling out more of its emergency lending programs and seeing the effects of those, at least the early effects. You're going to see the data from states that are reopening, and there's going to have to be some kind of compromise on a back-to-work bonus or unemployment extension. Since Congress subsidized unemployment and added, $600 per week to the unemployment benefits that people can get from their states, but that's a point of contention and obviously a friction point going into this next round.
Yeah, so Colin, it's when we listen to Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York almost on a daily basis with his press briefings, and one of the themes is the need for states and local municipalities to get some support here. And that, unfortunately, has kind of politicized a little bit kind of the debate here. Is the expectation that there will be some middle ground found and that the states and local municipalities will get some aid? Is that the expectation within the Beltway?
I think it's definitely a possibility. There was some aid in the previous round. I think with the Fed Muni lending program, the backstop for the Muni market there, I think they're going to take a look at what effect that ends up having. But I would expect to see some sort of state aid in this next package. It's just a question of size, right? The House Democrats wanted about $1 trillion in state aid. The National Governors Association has asked for $500 billion. And I think you're probably going to see a number that's underneath the $500 billion, but it really depends on what else is in there. That's one of the main things that they're going to have to try to figure out is how much more federal aid to direct states. And then I think you're going to see a lot of other things fall into place.
Well, Colin, I am also struggling with this idea of stimulus versus rescue financing and how much of the additional money will go toward the stimulus aspect and infrastructure spending plan, something with respect to 5G versus the rescue financing to plug the gap for employees who've been laid off, fired, and are not getting income.
Exactly. And that's a major struggle for Congress is determining how much you want to put into an economic recovery that may not be poised versus how much do you need to continue to stop the bleeding for the economy. The first package, it's quote-unquote phase three in D.C. because there were two smaller bills before it, but the CARES Act, the major economic aid that that this is a follow-up to, was more focused on stemming the bleeding, on carrying businesses and people over for a couple of months, basically, until more testing and more public health response could happen. But we don't know exactly what the reopening for states is going to look like. And there's just a lot of different factors that are going into this next package.
Thank you so much, Colin Wilhelm. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really interesting here how this is going to play out.